Line in the sand, Graham Senate resolution against House Democrat impeachment process becomes rallying cry. By Sean Moran on October 25, 2019. Conservatives on and off Capitol Hill have made the House Democrats' secretive and closed-door practices a rallying cry for supporters of President Donald Trump. Conservatives have rallied against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA impeachment inquiry by decrying the Democrats' process and practices. Republicans contend that few Republicans have access to House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's DCA impeachment chamber room in the basement of the Capitol building. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, told Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlow that 75% of the entire Congress is not allowed to enter Schiff's impeachment room. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, RSC, introduced a resolution Thursday to condemn House Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats' secretive impeachment inquiry. The resolution now has every Senate Republican except for Senators Mitt Romney, RUT, Susan Collins, Army, and Lisa Murkowski, RAK, co-sponsoring it. The Graham-McConnell resolution would allow President Trump the ability to confront his accusers, call witnesses on his behalf, have a basic understanding of the accusations against him, allow for House Republicans to participate in all proceedings, and give them an equal amount of authority to issue subpoenas. Senator Johnny Isakson's RGA office told Breitbart News in a comment Friday that he wants to ensure a fair process for the impeachment proceedings. Conservative organizations have also backed Senator Graham's initiative, urging senators to back the resolution. The Club for Growth announced Friday that they will key vote Senator Graham's resolution so that Pelosi can't deny Republicans and President Trump basic constitutional rights. Club for Growth President David McIntosh said a statement Friday. Liberals know how unpopular their socialist policies are, so they're resorting to false attacks and character assassination to try to win in 2020, and it won't work. We are asking all senators to co-sponsor SRE's 378 and send a clear message that Nancy Pelosi can't deny Republicans and President Trump basic constitutional rights and shouldn't use impeachment as a crutch to overcome her own electoral challenges. The Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman Jenny Beth Martin applauded Senator Graham's resolution in a statement, saying, "Even some Republican attorneys general have backed Senator Graham's resolution." Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge tweeted Thursday night, "When something as serious as impeachment is being discussed, it is crucial that the public have transparency in the process. Democracy dies in the dark." Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry wrote Thursday, "Thank you at Lindsey Graham's for calling out this Politburo process the House Dems have engaged in against it POTUS at real Donald Trump." However, although many Republicans have backed the movement to condemn the Democrats' impeachment inquiry practices, some conservatives have called for lawmakers to do more to combat impeachment. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, cheered Senator Graham's symbolic resolution to condemn the secret impeachment proceedings. However, Paul said the Senate Judiciary Committee should hold hearings and subpoena witnesses to find out how this hoax got started. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, said there are many House Republicans that would like Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Graham to start investigating the origins of the intelligence officer's whistleblower complaint. "There are members of the House who would like, Graham, to take that to the next level," Zeldin told Politico Wednesday. The Senate Judiciary Committee might be that vehicle to let the American people more in on what the whole story is. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.